Welcome, everyone. I'm Kimberly Boschman, and this is the Intentionally Intuitive Podcast. In this episode, we're going to take a look at the energy and the numerology for the forecast for October 2021. Before we get into the reading, I just want to mention that this is a general reading. If you are interested in a personalized reading, please book some time with me. My information is in the description box below. All right, so first we're going to take a look at the overall numerology and energy for the collective, which we are all a part of. Then we'll sort of take a deeper dive and take a look at the forecast for your life path number specifically. Okay, so welcome fall or spring, depending on what hemisphere you are, you find yourself in. October ushers in the slower, softer energies of the six. Recently, we were under the influence of the five energy in September, which is much faster moving energy with plenty of twists and turns, as well as sort of profound transformations. It can feel very frenetic. It can feel like a lot of moving parts and a lot of things changing, and it's a big energy. And so stepping into the sixth universal energy throughout October allows for much more nurturing, much more soothing sort of experiences. With this sixth energy, family, home life, relationships, all kind of come into center stage to be looked at, to be experienced, to be worked with. So again, it's just a softer, slower energy, but there can still be a lot of transformations that come from it. So you may find at this time throughout October that new relationships form, okay? You may meet someone, you might find the courage to ask someone you feel a connection towards, you might ask them out. This is a beautiful energy for meeting a new partner. So put yourself out there. I'm a true believer that those souls that we have contracts with in this lifetime, romantic or otherwise, they will cross our path at the precise time that they're meant to. And we're not meant to force that, right? That's just my personal belief. I think that that's going to happen one way or another. That's definitely divine intervention and divine timing. But that doesn't mean that, we can't get out there and enjoy life and mingle and just have fun. So be open to who you meet under this sixth energy, because they may play a bigger, more significant role within your life than you could ever imagine. So this is a great energy for networking and making new friends or acquaintances, feeling that you're part of a greater community, even if it's a membership or an organization online. If it allows you to meet people that you might not have met otherwise because of location or logistics, then go for it. It's a great opportunity, and this is great energy to sort of take the reins in that, to take that, make that move. Sixth energy is a big energy when it comes to domestic and community responsibilities. So you may find that loved ones, need more of your service at this time or more of your energy and your time now. You may find that, you feel called to become more heavily involved with your local or greater community through maybe volunteering or philanthropy or some other means. So you just may feel that other people sort of need you more at this time or require your services or your time, your energy, your resources, whatnot. And that can be friends, family, romantic partners, children, whoever, relationships, and community in a greater sense. Okay. So just keep that in mind. As you move through October, healthy boundaries are going to be very, very important. I talk about healthy boundaries a lot when we talk about six energy as well as nine energy, but especially six energy, just because six energy is so nurturing, such a giving energy, that a lot of times we can sort of get into a space where we're overgiving, where we're over nurturing, right? Where we either become a burden to somebody else or somebody else becomes a burden to us. And so, but that's because we haven't set those healthy boundaries. So keep in mind as you move through October that healthy boundaries are going to be important, they're going to be crucial at this time. It's a beautiful thing to say yes to assisting another person, right? But when we overcommit or we fill our plate too full, then it can begin to feel like a burden, which can lead to resentment and lower vibrational feelings. So when this happens, we begin to lose sight of the motivation behind our initial actions. Something that stemmed from something beautiful like compassion, understanding, and kindness then turns to martyrdom and victimization. And so just continue as the month progresses to check in with yourself. You know, why are you saying yes to whatever this is? What is the motivation? Do you feel emotionally and or physically prepared to handle this commitment? If the answer is no, then saying yes will only lead to resentment or feeling taken advantage of. People may need you at this time, but it's okay to say no if you're not in a space or capable of stepping into that role at this time. So fill your own cup first before attempting to fill another's, as the saying goes. And there's no shame in recognizing that your own cup needs filling, right? A lot of times we want to pretend or feel like we can do it all and we can be everything to everybody, but that's not the case. And when we do that, we're actually hurting ourselves and then we're hurting the other person through that experience. So really, it actually benefits us to be able to recognize when we are depleting ourselves and we need to fill our own cup up first. So if you're noticing that you're running on empty or even that you're, you know, getting close to that, take the time, set those healthy boundaries, check in with yourself and see what are you capable of giving at this point in time and what are you not capable of? And there's no shame in either. You can't give to another what you don't have to give, no matter how much you want to or how much they want you to. So know and honor your own needs first. Also, honor the boundaries of another. If they ask for help, great. But if they decline your assistance, right? Like if you go to someone trying to help or, you know, intervene or whatever the case may be, and they ask you to please not interfere or, you know, that they don't need your assistance or whatever the case may be, then honor that, right? Honor that healthy boundary that they are setting for themselves, you know, without the need for an explanation because it's not personal. So don't make it personal. Okay. Just like you would want that person or other people to respect your healthy boundaries, you need to be sure that you're doing that for them as well. This can also be a time when relationships from the past resurface. So they can sort of come up to be healed at this time, whether that's energetically or the actual physical person re-enters your life for some reason. Pay attention to what surfaces for you this month around past hurts or conflicts or past experiences with another person. What are you still carrying with you that, you know, can now be released to lighten the load? Is there something or someone that keeps coming up? And, you know, where is forgiveness needed? And why is that person coming up? Why is that memory coming up, that experience coming up, right? And like, what does it bring up for you? If it's coming into your awareness, it's coming into your awareness for a reason. And so instead of kind of, you know, continuing to push it under the carpet, let it come up, let it bubble to the surface, explore it, you know, see what it's trying to show you. Because again, is there something or someone that is coming up for forgiveness, right? Is there forgiveness needed? Is there something that you need to take a closer look at to heal so that you can release whatever this is and not carry it with you? This is a beautiful energy for really exploring what it is that you continue to carry with you that has well gone past the expiration date. Carry the wisdom of the experience with you and what you have learned from that experience, but not the actual burden of the experience. That makes sense. Okay. This is going to be a time where, again, if these past experiences show up and they trigger some kind of emotional response within you and they're not going away, they're staying within your awareness, there's something there that needs to be healed, that needs to be recognized, that needs to be worked through. And so honor that and see what you can come up with. And also, pay attention to the wisdom that you extract from that, because that is what you're meant to carry with you forward. That is what you're going to use in these next chapters that you embark on, right? So this sixth energy can also bring to the surface those things within the current relationships that need maybe, you know, to be highlighted or need to be worked through or recognized or brought into awareness. So is there something that you and a partner, a friend, a colleague, or whomever keep sweeping under the rug and you're not discussing it because it's just easier to avoid it than to have an open and honest conversation about whatever this is? If that's the case, then you may find this month that that elephant enters the room, sits down, and doesn't budge until you take the responsibility for working through whatever this is. No matter how challenging, no matter what the outcome may be, it's coming into your awareness for a reason, and it needs to be recognized and worked through so that you can move on from it, so that it's no longer taking up space within your energy, within your emotions, within your mind. You can work through it. Again, no matter what the outcome is, no matter what the resolution is, but sweeping it under the carpet is not resolution. That's not going to help you to move forward. Okay, so that sums up the energy for the collective for October. So let's take a look at your personal life path number now. Life path 33 sixes. I pulled an animal spirit card for you all, and you got owl spirit. And so this is such beautiful energy. I've actually been seeing owls just left, right, and center the last few weeks or last few months, actually. But so owls' message that I feel is coming in is that something that you haven't seen clearly, something that you maybe there was some illusion or some fog around, I feel like that is going to become very clear for you throughout October. There's something that, like I said, you haven't been seeing clearly, or there's like been a piece missing. And I feel like things are going to become very, very illuminated for you throughout October that you're going to have sort of like a much different perspective on and be able to sort of see the pieces that were missing to help you make whatever decision it is that you need to make. And so sometimes this energy can be about, again, those very honest conversations with self, with others, and standing in your integrity. So there's a lot of wisdom that comes with owl energy. And it's sometimes it's easier to tap into or go along with the flow of what other people are doing or what other people want you to do, as opposed to tapping into your own inner wisdom about what is true and authentic for you to be doing. And so I feel like this month it's gonna bring up some things for you where you need to take a much deeper look at where it is that you've been showing up in somebody else's, you know, experience, doing things the way that they expect them to be done. You know what I'm saying? As opposed to showing up in your own experience fully and authentically, and doing things from your heart space or your heart center and using your own wisdom to create the storyline that you want to create, if that makes sense. So I just feel like things are going to come into your awareness this month that are going to really force you to see things much more honestly, to see things from your own truth, I guess, right? Like, and through that, there may be some decisions that need to be made. And not saying those decisions will necessarily be easy, but it's kind of like once something comes into your awareness, once you become fully aware of something, it's hard. I mean, you can't become unaware of it. You know what I'm saying? So it's kind of like, that's the energy I'm feeling. It's like something is going to become crystal clear to you. And once it becomes crystal clear, you can't no longer unsee it, you know? It's like, so at that point, you have to decide what decision to make from there. And that's what I feel like Owl is doing for you, is giving you a different vantage point and bringing into your awareness what needs to be brought into the awareness. There's sort of like this energy of like no longer denying whatever this is. And it goes back to the example of the elephant in the room in the intro. I feel like this could be something around family relationships, work relationships, something like that, but there's something that maybe you haven't wanted to see or you haven't been able to fully see. It's just sort of been eluding you, but now you're going to, it's going to be very, become very, very clear. And so then the responsibility falls on you to make decisions from that awareness and, you know, to create the story that you want to create, to create the experience that you want to create. There's no more kind of pushing it off to other people and saying, well, I couldn't do that because of this person or this experience or that experience. It's like, you have to take responsibility now for this awareness and decide what you're going to do with it. However that shows up for you. So I broke the month down into 4 weeks, and we start the month off with this very nurturing, very motherly sort of energy. It's very divine feminine energy, that stillness, that creation energy, taking time out maybe for yourself to nurture yourself, to get some respite, to refill your cup, whatever the case may be. This might be somebody coming in to support you in some way and offer you nurturing in some way. This could be your energy where you're showing up in that supportive role for somebody else. But it's a very motherly energy coming in around the beginning of the month. And again, very, very nurturing. It's also very creative. So there could be something coming in for you where it's like you want to maybe move in a different creative direction than what the direction that you've been moving in. And you kind of get the green light to do that at the beginning of the month. That's very possible. But I'm really feeling strongly about this energy around family, around motherly energy, nurturing energy. Very, like I said, very divine feminine energy. So however that comes in for you, this could be someone like somebody who's like a mentor that gives you the support that you need to find your courage and your confidence to do whatever it is that you need to do. This doesn't necessarily have to be like your own mother, but this could also be like Mother Earth, right? Like that Mother Earth energy, which would make a lot of sense as well. And really going within nature and feeling her mothering energy. You see what I'm saying? And, you know, putting your feet on the ground, or, you know, going a weekend camping or something. I don't know, but some way to immerse yourself in nature would be really helpful for you the beginning of the month as well. Like I said, if it's not an actual person that's entering your life at this time, but it's just kind of like this very supportive, nurturing energy. So yeah. So again, this could be yours as well, and also creative, but I'm definitely feeling like the mothering energy. So that's coming in really, really strongly. If it's a supportive energy and it's something that you are feeling like you need some support at this time, then definitely, you know, embrace it. Definitely call that energy in. And like I said, if you don't have someone that sort of fits that bill within your life, go to nature. Nature is one of the most healing energies that there is. And you can find access to it wherever you live, right? It's like if you live dead center in the center of like a metropolis city and there's no greenery around you, there's no animals, whatever, look to the sky, right? Like look at the clouds, or look, you know, wherever, look to the moon. If it's like, you know, if it's at night and you want to feel that energy, like there's, you know, that's more cosmic, but that's nature, right? It's like, it's energy. And so if you need that nurturing support, and like I said, you can't get it from a human or an animal, then immerse yourself in nature the best that you can. Definitely feeling that pretty strongly. Okay. And then second week, this is interesting. We have like some kind of something that came to completion either previously, recently, or is about to. I don't want to get hung up on the completion part, right? Like something definitely has come to an end or is coming to an end, but it's not one of those things where it's like it comes to an end and then it just like throws you off track and you're really, you know, upset about it and all that. This is like something coming to an end where immediately there's like excitement for the future. Like it's like maybe there was like a health issue or some kind of concern of some sort that was taking up a lot of your energy, and that comes to an end. There's some kind of resolution there. And now there's excitement towards the future. There's excitement towards creating whatever it is that you want to create. Maybe it's like a conflict that you were having with somebody that now comes to an end. And there's excitement about how that relationship will now look, right? So this is not a heavy energy. This is an energy of like you or they have done the work, and now it's like that is coming to completion and you're able to get to a better space. And now you're excited to, you know, look to the future and see what's, you know, and you're excited about the now as well. You're excited about what you can now create since this has come to an end, or since there's been resolution around this. So this is really beautiful energy. Like I said, it doesn't feel heavy at all. It's something that this completion is really beneficial for you, is like a gift. And so yeah, definitely embrace that. And there's just, like I said, there's just this feeling of like excitement in the present and like what this could potentially work out to be and what this now looks like. And yeah, everything just sort of opens up in a way that it hasn't been for a while for you. And so that feels really, really powerful. The third week for you all, there's going to be something where this is interesting. So this kind of goes back to the intro as well, where there's something where you're going to need to have a very honest conversation with yourself or with someone else, or look at things more honestly, right? This is also where owl spirit is coming in. There's going to be something where you need to look at it very honestly and make a decision from that honesty. And then once you do, it's like things can start moving forward in a much more healthy way, in a much more like in a quicker way. And so if there's something that you've been you know, just sweeping under the rug, trying to avoid it, don't want to deal with it, this is going to be the month where that's going to come into the forefront, and it's not going to leave until it's dealt with. And so again, that's going to force you to be very honest with yourself about what you want, what you need, what you're giving, what you're taking, what you're compromising, what you're sacrificing, and to make some adjustments so that you can move forward in a much lighter way. And we talked about this in the intro as well, about being very honest with, like, you know, what it is from past experiences, you know, where are you taking the wisdom forward, which we're meant to do, and where are you carrying the burden of the experience forward when really it needs to be released? It's not serving anyone to continue to carry those burdens. And so I feel like there's going to be some opportunities to release some of those burdens through the honesty. And once you do that, you're going to feel things lighten up. You're going to feel things move much more quickly, much more aligned. And so this is kind of like the universe giving you the green light for being really real with yourself and being really real with others and not assuming that others just know what's on your mind or what you need, and not making those assumptions, but rather being very open and honest with people. And, you know, they have permission, you know, they are allowed through free will to say yes or no to whatever they choose to say yes or no to, just like we can say yes or no to whatever we choose to say yes or no to. And so this is going to be an opportunity to not only honor that with others, but also honor that with yourself. Where have you been saying yes? Where you don't want to say yes? Where have you been saying no? Where you really want to say yes to? You know what I'm saying? And so it's kind of like, this is going to be an opportunity for you to take a closer look at that, be honest with yourself, and make a decision. And I feel like there's going to be some areas where you've been saying no that you're going to now say yes. And you're going to, once you say yes and commit to that, you're going to see things pick up for you. You're going to see things start moving in that direction. Same thing with where you have been overly giving or overly sharing or whatever the case may be, and you're constantly saying yes. I feel like this sort of self-reflection, this honesty will allow you to begin to say no and to be able to move forward much more freely with much healthier boundaries. You see what I'm saying? So that's very powerful energy of standing in your own authenticity and your own power and setting those healthy boundaries and respecting those healthy boundaries of another, right? That's really important as well, because again, we come back to honesty and integrity. So then the fourth week, we have this is interesting. It's kind of like some kind of offer comes in for you. It feels very physical. It feels maybe like material or like financially, some kind of financial reward or something like that. But it's some kind of offer that has a lot of potential. And so I kind of feel like you're going to be stepping into some kind of planning phase here. This could be like an opportunity to pool resources. So like if you're moving in together with somebody, if you're getting married, if you are starting a business partnership with somebody, this feels like an opportunity to where the initiation starts, right? So it's kind of like has the potential to grow into something very substantial. And this is kind of like the planning stages. But I kind of see some kind of offer coming in for you. So again, whatever that looks like for you, but definitely feels like around money, resources, whatnot. Now, if you're somebody who is retired or no longer works or is a homemaker or whatever, this could be an opportunity for like philanthropy. This could be an opportunity for creating something that's like a hobby and maybe like going to like an art fair or something like that and selling those goods and just getting like some extra money. Or it doesn't even have to be like, you know, like if you just want to do it for the fun of it, it's kind of like that same kind of physical energy of, you know, creating something and then giving that to somebody in the physical, obviously, you know what I'm saying? But it's like to circulate that energy. So definitely seeing that. And there's some kind of planning stage coming in for you where it's like, okay, the offer comes in, it looks good, it feels good. And so now you're in the planning stages of that. And not necessarily like you're going to start creating or start doing or say yes, or, you know, start the process of this right away. This is the planning stage. So enjoy this process, the planning process of deciding how you want to do. This is part of the creation. This is part of the creativity. So enjoy that. But definitely see some kind of offer coming in for you. It feels very supportive, very, very in purpose, all those things. So doesn't feel heavy at all. Feels really, really good. And I feel like some of the, like whatever this is may stem from some of that, those honest conversations that you had earlier in the month. So this is more the initiation and the planning stage, but definitely good things to come from this if you say yes to it. So again, you know, like I say in a lot of my readings, it's like just because the energy comes in doesn't mean that the universe is going to do the work for us. The energy is there for the taking. It's what we do with the energy. It's how we embrace it, how we say yes or no to it. If the energy is there, and we don't say yes to it, then nothing happens with it, right? It's like manifestation takes effort. It takes, it's a co-creation process. And so you're in partnership with source, right? With the divine. And so in order for this energy to work for you, you have to participate in it. Like you have to embrace it. You have to work with it. That's just like if an idea comes in for you and you don't do anything with it, nothing is going to happen with that idea. And so this is just obviously a forecast of the energy. And so all this energy looks to be present this month, but again, it's what you do with it. And then you'll start to see it create in the physical, right? Like present itself within the physical. So really powerful energy for you all this month, 33s. I hope this is a beautiful month for you. I hope that owl comes in for you strongly and you're able to see things much more clearly and that helps you on your path. So it looks like a great month for you all. I hope it is. Thank you so much for listening. Take care, everyone. Bye for now.